Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. Today, I have a double feature for you. And the first is some exciting good news. The Indiana State Senate passed, by a 40-9 vote, a resolution recognizing the need for academic freedom for teachers when approaching controversial scientific issues. The resolution, SR 17, notes in part, quote, whereas the Indiana General Assembly understands that an important purpose of science education is to inform students about scientific evidence and to help students develop the critical thinking skills they need in order to become intelligent, productive, and scientifically informed citizens. Whereas, the Indiana General Assembly further understands the recommendation by the U.S. Congress, as stated in the report language of the 2001 No Child Left Behind Act, namely, quote, where topics are taught that may generate controversy, such as biological evolution, that the curriculum should help students to understand the full range of scientific views that exist, why such topics can generate controversy, and how scientific discoveries can profoundly affect society, unquote. Whereas, the Indiana General Assembly understands that neither recommendations, nor endorsements, nor implications by the court have the force of law, but to avoid legal or other conflicts, teachers should not be intimidated, fired, or restricted from following the recommendation named herein, or students penalized for holding differing positions based on the evidence objectively presented, as long as they meet specified curriculum requirements otherwise. Be it resolved by the Senate of the General Assembly of the State of Indiana. Section 1. That the Indiana Senate urges the Department of Education to reinforce support of teachers who choose to teach a diverse curriculum, unquote. I am encouraged by the strong stand the Senate has taken in favor of open discussion and examination of evidence in science education. He continued. To be clear, this resolution only concerns subjects already allowed in the curriculum. It does not introduce new or additional topics. Indiana students benefit from practicing scientific inquiry skills in the classroom. SR 17 sends a signal to teachers that the Senate supports them in fostering an environment of critical thinking on scientific issues, unquote. Indeed, so there is no misunderstanding. Let's remind ourselves of what kind of teaching this legislation encourages. On evolution, that could include discussing, for example, whether the Galapagos finches provide evidence of macroevolution or just microevolution. It could mean understanding the strengths and weaknesses of theories of universal common ancestry by considering the fossil record and studying the Cambrian explosion. Acknowledging the importance of examining the evidence for and against scientific ideas such as evolution is a step forward. Teachers face pressure to teach evolution and other subjects dogmatically. In this resolution, the Indiana Senate calls for freedom for teachers to present evidence objectively. Students will benefit from learning more about evolution and similar subjects, from practicing critical thinking, and engaging in scientific inquiry. The alternative would be to insist that teachers be vulnerable to retribution for sharing this evidence with students. SR 17 is thus not anti-science, nor does it target evolution, as the National Center for Science Education claims. Treating evolution as worthy of fair questioning based on mainstream scientific sources, just like any other scientific theory, is pro-science and demonstrates concern for scientific objectivity and academic freedom. We commend the Indiana Senate for this action. That's on the public policy front. Let's turn now to an interesting archaeology story, one that casts light on the theory of intelligent design. Sarah Parkak has been called a new Indiana Jones. Associate Professor of Anthropology at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, Parkak pioneered the use of satellite imagery to discover ruins, tombs, and more. Her field, space archaeology, sounds like an oxymoron, but the technique is downright effective. The Smithsonian awarded her their 2016 American Ingenuity Award and reported that, quote, she and her team have expanded the civilization Egypt's known scope, spotting more than 3,000 ancient settlements, more than a dozen pyramids, and over 1,000 lost tombs, and uncovered the city grid of Tanis of Raiders of the Lost Ark fame, unquote. She's looking for one thing, design. Parkak begins with research. She looks at maps, ancient and modern, and of every kind of the area. Then she examines satellite imagery from Digital Globe. Quote, any discovery in remote sensing rests on hundreds of hours of deep, deep study. Before looking at satellite imagery of a cemetery or a pyramid field, you have to already understand why something should be there, Parkak told Smithsonian. The Alabama News Center describes her methods once she's looking at satellite data. Quote, once the images are processed, the infrared satellite technology allows Parkak and her team to see what the naked eye cannot. Chemical changes in the landscape caused by building materials and the activities of those who once inhabited the land. Unquote. In other words, they're describing Parkak as looking for complex and specified information. And her approach is paying off. Parkak has documented looting following the Arab Spring, and a site in Newfoundland that may have been the second North American Viking settlement. And what is complex and specified information? As Casey Luskin noted, quote, in the context of science and information theory, something is complex if it is unlikely. It is specified if it matches an independent pattern. The information inherent in such an object is called complex and specified information, or CSI. From experience, we recognize that finding complexity and specification together is a hallmark indicator of design. Unquote. Okay, Luskin's definition makes sense, but how is the information, say, in DNA, similar to signs by which Parkak recognizes ancient ruins? And how are research methods similar? We detect design as a normal part of everyday life. But intelligent design proponents and those like Parkak have special ways of rooting out specified complexity. Parkak examines maps and data to see if a certain area contains specified information. Scott Minnick does genetic knockout tests on the bacterial flagellum, and Douglas Axe examines the likelihood of random sequences of amino acids producing functional proteins. For humans, design detection is second nature. See Dr. Axe's recent book, Undeniable. Scientists like Parkak, Axe, or Minnick, however, bring to the task focused skills in a particular area of expertise. But here's the chance to take your design detection to the next level. Join Parkak. She's starting what she calls Global Explorer, a site where the public can assist with space archaeology by examining data online. There's too much area to cover, and she needs help. Participants will receive basic information and training on how to look for ancient ruins. I might participate. Parkak has been named in Foreign Policy's list of 100 leading global thinkers, meaning that she's onto something. Something pretty big. Riding a wave of the future. Design research. I wonder where design detection applied to biological and cosmic origins will take us in the years to come. This has been Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.